listening to all the Toblerone clips.
Are they good?
Yeah. They're always good, you know. Would you like to hear them?
I would very much, thank you.
What music would you like us to play in
what
the background?
What have you got?
Well, we've got...
something arousing.
The Chris Moyle Show.
I told you it's pronounced arousing.
International Radio.
Gotta get that right. Mm. First, here's a fail.
One of our colleagues at the young and trendy BBC Radio 1, Mr. Chris Moyles, has been trying to encourage people to text their BBC local radio stations and getting them to read out messages with rather silly names in. So I've had one here saying, please can you wish my friends good luck for their wedding, spelt T-H-E-R-E. You can tell it's the youth of today. This weekend, their names are... And then we've got one, two, three rather good names that would catch me out and stuff like that. You've got to get up early to catch me, though, I'm afraid. Not going to read that one out this morning, but don't you just love it when these people try to get you and you're a little bit too clever for them, even at 5:16 in the morning. Anyway, right.
What an arse.
He sounds like fun, doesn't he?
If you're going to go on the air and explain it, then then read the names out.
And also, it's not...
That
goes
doesn't
nowhere.
Make any sense.
We're not targeting anyone.
You bore. Like, if it had then read them out and gone... If it had set it all up and gone, they're trying to get us to read the names out, but I'm not going to fall for them.
Mm.
Anyway, hello to Toby Lerone and...
Phil McCavity.
Kareem Egg. Yeah. Right, if it had done that, that'd have been funny. Yeah. But to build it up and then not read them out...
Just miserable.
What? And by the way, how the young people text in because they can't spell. Unless, of course, they were dyslexic, Adam. Hopefully for you, they won't be.
They just got it wrong, though, haven't they? It's the wrong there.
Anyway, that's Adam Bridge.
From where?
Adam Bridge. It's not made up, it's just a weak name. From WM. He does the early show.
That's West Midlands.
So no wonder he's grumpy. The poor sod has to probably get up at like 4 o'clock in the morning every day. So.
That's true.
Yeah, don't mess with early people. The anger you get from people that have to get up early is stronger than the anger of anybody else. Mm. All right, so BBC Devon. Judy Spears is on the air. God love her.
Love Judy.
Anyway, here she is.
Good morning. We've got our tickets for Chicago, say Joe Kingley and Ray Zinzibar from Chester. That's a great name you've got there. Don't get many Rays, do you?
Judy, you wag.
Joe Kingley.
And she made a little joke there as well. All right, so then here's another one. So... by the way, that was spotted and sorted out by Damien. Thanks, Damien.
Thanks,
and then,
Damien.
M. Stapleton in Portsmouth gets something read out on a radio station and she didn't record it. So she's obviously gone back and said, can you say it again because I missed it, so she can record it. He only does it once. He had to listen carefully.
And they missed our shout-out. The people like, going over to Hayling Island.
Oh, no.
Cara Mel and Carrie Mex. Missed our shout-out.
It's Cara Mel and Carrie Mex.
Nice.
So, caramel and cream eggs.
And they missed our shout-out. The people are going over to Hayling Island.
Oh, no!
Caramel and Carrie Mex missed our shout-out.
Can we redo it?
Well, I've just done it.
Hello!
They're off to Hayling Island.
No, they're not.
Yeah. They're made up completely.
This is Tony Williams from Uckfield FM.
They are. Well, we'll be finding out about that a bit later on as well. Got to say hi, though, this afternoon, though, to... Di and Jess Tiv, who've sent me an email, said loving the show, and we never get a shout out in the afternoon. You have now, Di and Jess.
Yeah, certainly have.
Mum and daughter.
Yeah, go on. Name check yourself.
Out in the sunshine.
Name check yourself.
Enjoying the music on Arkfield FM.
Yeah!
Playing extreme.
This is for you two.
Woo!
It's wholehearted.
Hope you've got lots of sun cream on, because you don't want to get burnt. It's not nice.
Oh, he crashed the yeah. Oh, you crashed the yeah, Tony.
The big uck.
Uckfield FM.
Yeah.
And the next one is very, very subtle. You're listening out for... They're working at pork farms, okay?
Yeah.
And basically, it's sausage and mash. But it's very, very tenuous.
Okay.
However, we play it because it's Lauren Laverne. on Six Music.
Hello to my girlfriend Saoirse Enmarsh and all the...
Right.
Now, hang on, Saoirse.
Saoirse Enmarsh.
Saoirse Enmarsh.
Now, this is where... I technically don't think this works.
No, I think this just falls short of the bar.
But I'll go with it because it's a funny clip anyway.
Hello to my girlfriend Saoirse Enmarsh and all the girls working in the very hot...
Now, if you think Saoirse Enmarsh... It is posh sausage and mash. Yeah.
Hello to my girlfriend Saoirse Enmarsh and all the girls working in the very hot pork farms factory in Nottingham. They all listen to the show. Hello, ladies. Thank you very much, Patrick. And thank you for the phrase hot pork, which I'm enjoying a little bit too much here in the studio.
Yeah. There's lovely Lauren Laverne. So yeah, that was just a few.
Saoirse.
Good morning. We've got our tickets for Chicago. Say Joe Kingley and Ray Zinzibar.
Ray Zinzibar. And who's that? Broccoli Spears.
Do we end Toby Lerone now? Because the Golden Hour is coming up in 9 minutes' time.
I think we have one more. I think we let people do it all over the weekend, and then we have one more, maybe.
All right.
One more batch. Mm.
Starting after 10 o'clock.
Yeah, starting after. No, yeah, and don't do Radio 1 today, because DJs are getting peed off, which is not the idea. Mm.
And pick your timing as well, if possible. I know I'm asking a lot, but serious news stories is not the time.
When, ideally, would you like them to do it?
The amount that we've not been able to use because they've sandwiched these mentions into news stories that are very heavy or serious. We just can't use them.
Yeah, they've got a few people. They've had a few people. Like, while they're discussing kind of really serious... Mm-hmm. Like, for example, don't do the surgery, right? Because, A, we can't play it, and B, this it's a funny, childish feature.
It doesn't really sit in serious broadcast.
No. Like, on one hand, yes, it would be amazing if somebody put their hand up during question time. We have a question from Ray Zinderbar. Hello. Right, would be hilarious, but at the same time, that would be very embarrassing.
The best thing is when you compliment stupid DJs and they fall for it and they read out their own self-congratulations and then you get them with a stupid name. That's what it's all about.
Anyway, keep them coming in if you can. chris.moyles@bbc.co.uk chris.moyles@bbc.co.uk If you can record it, like M did in Portsmouth, and send it to us, that's even better. Thank you very much. Which one do you want to hear again?
Do you know, I'd like to hear Vanessa Feltz again, I think.
You love her.
I think it's a great clip.
And Toby Lerone, yes, right, says, V, congrats on yet another fabulous show. Thank you. I'd like to ban all snorers from flights. Yes, unless it's you, Toby, of course.
Is there a fader open? No. Yes, there is. Dom's.
Oh, was it on the clip?
And Toby Lerone, yes, right, says, V, congrats on yet another fabulous show. Thank you. I'd like to ban all snorers from flights. Yes, unless it's...
It's on there. It's on I've never heard that
never
before.
Noticed that before. Yeah.
We never normally play it that much.
Mm.
I don't think that's the one you mean. I think the one
I
you
meant
want
the Bush one.
Is this.
Not what's up, but A up, says Jenny Tiles, dreading cutting back an overgrown bush today. I tried that yesterday, Jenny.
I
tried that yesterday in a brief lull between rain showers. And I'm not kidding. I have got cuts and not bruises, but you know, grazes.
All over
and cuts
your...
On 1, 2, 3 out of 10.
If you count the thumbs.
If you include the thumbs, yeah. 7 of them are grazed and lacerated.
Right.
I should have put on my. I know.
That.
I know I should have put on my gardening gloves. Yeah, it's so nimini piminy.
Nimini piminy. It's perfect. It's perfect. You compliment her, she falls for it completely. Jenny Tiles trimming her bush.
Jenny Tiles trimming her bush.
Not what's up, but A up, says Jenny Tiles, dreading cutting back an overgrown bush.
God love you, Vanessa. Early this morning, on the way in, sounding perky as ever. Right, it's 5 to 9, the Golden Hour is coming up. Get ready to text in and guess the year. Meanwhile, this annoying woman looking for Molly has peed off the wrong person.